Good morning. Welcome to Word and Life on Thursday, November 11th, Veterans Day. I'd like to ask you to please turn off your cell phones. We do have a prayer, and Mary Rosenfeld would like to present the prayer this morning.
Anybody who has been at Word and Life more than probably one semester knows that one of Alice's favorite people in the entire world is Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. And I was talking with Alice via email earlier this week, and she suggested, I said, do you have any suggestions for a prayer that would touch on both your love of him and your devotion to him, as well as the theme? And so she sent me this. Now, Chardin cannot be faulted for the fact that he lived a long time ago before the idea of women's equality was bubbling up. And so I took the liberty of tweaking a little bit this prayer. So I'd like to invite you to take a couple of deep breaths and just close your eyes gently and put your feet on the floor, remembering always that God is here in us, among us, and for us. Lord Jesus, you who are as gentle as the human heart, as fiery as the forces of nature, as intimate as life itself, you in whom I can melt away and with whom I must have mastery and freedom. I love you as a world, as this world which has captivated my heart. It is you, I now realize, my brothers and sisters, even those who do not believe, sense and seek throughout the magic immensities of the cosmos. Lord Jesus, you are the center towards which all things are moving. Thank you for the place you are making for us in the company of those holy ones whom your loving care has liberated one by one from the chaos of our present existence, and who are now being slowly incorporated into you in the unity of the new earth. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mary. That was beautiful. It's really an honor for me to introduce to all of you someone who doesn't really need an introduction, Alice MacDonald. Alice has served the Catholic community of Santa Barbara in adult education for the past 29 years. She's participated in various leadership roles in the Word and Life faith community. As most of you know, she was the coordinator of Word and Life for many years and retired in March of 2008. She was also a founding member of the Institute for Adult Spirituality, which held two series a year at the Franciscan Renewal Center at Old Mission Santa Barbara. And that went on until 2006. In 1998, she received her master's degree in theology from Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles. Her interest lies in the contemplative practice of silence as an experiential path to healing the great divorce between God and the world, and spirit and matter. Her spiritual formation has been most greatly influenced by the evolutionary spirituality of Jesuit priest Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, and by the spirituality of Franciscan priests Bertolt Cardano and Richard Rohr. In addition, Thomas Berry, Brian Swinn, Barbara Marks Hubbard, and other evolutionaries have been an important resource in her understanding how the new cosmology is transforming spiritual life. Alice has been married to Bill for 45 years, and they have 3 adult children and 1 grandson. In terms of her personal spiritual journey and the primary source of her experiential understanding of herself, God, and others, Alice credits family life, the Word and Life community, and her circle of spiritual friends. For Alice, there truly is no divorce between God and the world. And I'd like to share with you some of her recent writing and reflections. October 13th, quote, "I'm just in awe of what is going on in Chile with the miners, as I'm sure all of you are. Still having tears of joy over the first 2 miners who have been brought up, and the 3rd who is probably being brought up as I write. Oh, what we are capable of when we all get together for a common good. What is within our power to achieve for the good. This is writ so large on the global screen, and its message is cosmic in scope, if we have the ears to hear and the eyes to see. The earth is giving birth, for sure. And I think it's the collective effort and message that is at the heart of it all. And this sort of feeds the voice in my head lately that is saying, put down the books, the courses, the studies, and look at nature and what is going on in the world, and let it teach you. This is something available to all, educated and uneducated. Being reconnected to nature and to our bodies is what I seem to be hearing." October 14th. "Yes, our crisis is of birth, as Barbara Marks Hubbard always says. I mean, the camera on the capsule and seeing the light which got brighter and brighter at the end of the tunnel. Oh my gosh. Is the universe trying to tell us something? We come through this crisis together, but one at a time. Each one called out by name. Doesn't matter if we are Jew or Greek, or gay, or have had an abortion, or whatever other exclusive tag we usually put on people to tell who deserves to be saved and who doesn't. Being human means we have compassion for all people and ourselves. We see this played out on the big screen. Choose life or choose death. What do you want to do, humanity? Who do you want to be? Your choice. Choose life or choose death. I will be reflecting on this a long time. And I have been praying that all those things buried deep within me, positive and negative, might rise to the surface of my consciousness and heal me." Unquote. Recently, Alice was invited to speak to a group of people at the First Christian Church. And she wrote, "It did go well. Although I do love God's sense of humor. As one very elderly woman was leaving, walking with a cane and accompanied by a friend, she reached out to shake my hand, and she said, I didn't hear one thing you said. Because I forgot to put in my hearing aid. But it was so good to see a woman up there. And I liked your hand gestures. So be sure your hearing aids are on now and turned up, because you are about to hear a woman, a mystic of deep integrity, speak to us out of her authentic spiritual journey. I present Alice McMillan. And now perhaps we can all sing our blessing. And we thought maybe for old time's sake, we'll go back to the original. I like the new.